We'll do a review on the Kutta Sichas in Chelik Chav Beis. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Tzav. It's a very lomdish, it's a Sicha, very intricate. It discusses the special korban, the korban mincha, the grain korban that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. Half of it he brought in the morning, and half of it he brought in the afternoon. Together, when the Oil Korban Tomid was brought, the Kohen Gadol brought his minchas, called the Minchas Chavitim. There's a whole discussion over here, what is the status of the Minchas Chavitim? Is it considered to be a communal sacrifice, which the Kohen Gadol brings, or is that considered to be a personal sacrifice? And it has many differences and many applications. The Rebbe actually also explains the Rashi in Chumash. Unusual, the Rebbe usually starts with the Rashi and then he goes to the other part. Here the Rebbe starts with the Gemara and the Rambam. And then eventually the Rebbe also explains it in the Rashi and the different Rashis, which become clear. And the Rebbe's insight in the Chlal, in this whole process, as we'll go step by step. Again, it's a quite an intricate and a lomdish sicha in the sugya of Kochim and the sugya of what is the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, what exactly is the status. But let's go start from the beginning, in order. Aleph. In Haitikev Sedra, in this week's portion, Vert der Zelt wegen dem Din, it relates about the law von Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, because they needed to fry it after baking it on the machvas, on the pan, it's called the Chavite. It's the Chavite of the Kohen Gadol. It's the special offering that the Kohen Gadol brought. As Yedin Tog, that every day, Tomit, all the time, this including Shabbos, every day of the week, Darf der Kohen Gadol bringen, that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring Mibesoi, Mimamoino. He has to bring from his home, meaning it's on his cost, as the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara in Menachos. So he has to pay for it, a korban mincha, which is a offering of a mincha, of a grain korban, of a flour, of ingredients, machatziso ba'boiker u'machatziso ba'orif. Half of it is brought in the morning, and half of it is brought in the evening. Every day, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban mincha, chavite Kohen Gadol. So now, what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? So there is no Kohen Gadol now. So it's obvious that you do, this is goes according to all opinion, that you still need to bring every day a chavite Kohen Gadol. You still have to bring that chavis once in the morning and in the afternoon, even after the Kohen Gadol dies. If they didn't have a chance, or they didn't appoint yet another Kohen Gadol, you're still going to bring the chavit of the Kohen Gadol. But the question is, who pays for that? Is it brought once the Kohen Gadol is gone, so he's no more Kohen Gadol, he died? And therefore, you're going to continue bringing that korban, but it's going to come from the funding of the Lishka, the same thing as the regular Korbanos Sibur. All the Korbanos Sibur come from the funds that they collected from the Machzis HaShekel. They will also fund this korban chavitim of the mincha of the Kohen Gadol until there is a new Kohen Gadol. That's one opinion. The other opinion says no, that it continues coming from the assets. The sons or the Yershim, as we'll see soon in the Sicha, they have to bring the korban. Vi is their din. What is the halacha? Oib meis Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol died. Un loy minu achar tachtov, and they did not appoint another one in place of him. If they did appoint, the son of the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol, so then it will be no question, then he'll bring it. But if they didn't appoint, so there is a space between one Kohen Gadol and the other one. Isfaran in dem apluktos hatanoi. So we have a disagreement of tanoi. Mishel mi hoiso kreva. From whom, who's responsible, whose assets was this carbon brought? The Minchas Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon zokt, Rabbi Shimon says, as Mishel Tzibur. According to Rabbi Shimon, the community brought it. Membrektas memoma in Tzibur. You bring this from the money of the community. Und Rabbi Yehuda halt, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, as Mishel Yershim. It's the inheritors. The inheritors of the Kohen Gadol. Presumably, they will become the next Kohanim Gedolim, one of the children, one of the inheritors, but until the Yershim, until the inheritors come, they will have to bring the from Kohen Gadol, bringing them Korban Mincha, and we'll see this will be part of the discussion exactly, the relationship between the Yershim and the Rambam, and the Rebbe brings it down with the father, with the Kohen Gadol. But the Mishnah nevertheless says that you bring in Mishal Yershim, the Yershim from Kohen Gadol, the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol, bring in them Korban Mincha, they need to fund, they bring this Korban Mincha. Bees Miz Memane and under Kohen Gadol, until you appoint another Kohen Gadol, until that time, the children, the Yershim, they bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the special Korban the Kohen Gadol. Now, what's the reasoning? Who's responsible? So in Gemara, Verd Gebracht Abreise, was his Mevair Tama Machloikis. The Gemara brings Abreise, which explains the reasoning for the arguments. They disagree how we learn it out from the Pasuk. Now, in the Pasuk it says, Vakoyin HaMashiach Tachto Mibona Yaso Yisro, in the simple meaning of the Pasuk, we're saying that once the Kohen Gadol dies, so the next Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is referred to in the Pasuk, the Kohen HaMashiach. He's anointed because a Kohen Gadol, as when he becomes Kohen Gadol, you anoint the Kohen Gadol. So the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, who is anointed, shall continue to bring this constant karma. It's the Pashto Pshat and Pasuk, but the Rabbi Yehuda teaches it. Rabbi Yehuda darshan dem posik. He expounds the verse. The verse says like this: Va'koyen haMoshiach, the anointed koyen, tachtov, who takes the place mibonov of one of the sons, because the son of the Kohen Gadol becomes the next Kohen Gadol. So the anointed koyen, the one who becomes the Kohen Gadol, in the place one of his sons, Yasa Oiso, will make this, will continue to do this Minchas Chavitim, this Korban Tomit that the Kohen Gadol brings. How does he teach it? So he darshes the post, Dochi Mashma. So where he teaches it as follows: Hako Yena Moshiach Kishameis. So we're talking about over here a situation. Va'koyen haMashiach, stop. The Koyen who was anointed. What happens when he dies? And then the Pasuk tells you what we're supposed to do. Not the other one is made a Koyen Gadol. We're still talking, there's no Koyen Gadol. Tachtov mibonov yase oiso. That in his place, one of his sons should be doing it. That so Rabbi Yehuda says that it's the sons, one of the sons needs to do it, bring the carbon, to continue bringing. So the Kohen HaMashiach is talking about the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol died. So what do we do with the carbon mincha that he used to bring? Tachtov mibon yaseh oisa. Hakoyin haMashiach kishameis. Tachtov, Echad Mibanav Yaaseh Isur, so one of his sons should continue doing the karma until we appoint another karma. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda darshes the pasuk, and that's why it says it comes Mishal Yorshim. Or Rabbi Shimon learned Arus from pasuk, and Rabbi Shimon learns from the verse. The pasuk says Chukas Olam. This is an eternal statue. What does it mean? He says Chukas Olam. He teaches Mishal Olam. It's a statue for the world, meaning for the public, for the community. Mishal Olam, Mishal Tzibur Mitrumas Halishka. You bring it from the Tzibur Mitrumas Halishka. So the Rebbe wants to say, first of all, the Rebbe wants to establish this korban that we bring after the death of the Kohen Gadol, no matter which opinion, whether Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, who pays for it, it's not like a new obligation. The Torah says, oh, okay, now there's no Kohen Gadol, we're going to make a new obligation of bringing a korban in the absence of the Kohen. Let somebody else bring the korban. Who brings it? The Tzibur or the sons or the Yorshim? No. It's all, everybody agrees that this is a continuation of the korban that the Kohen Gadol brings. This is to continue until we bring the other korban. But it is for the Kohen Gadol. The only question is, who pays for it? From the Mloshen HaMishnah, from the language of the Mishnah, the Mishal Mihoi Sokreva, from whom was it brought? Val derech ze from the Mloshen from Beit HaTanoim in Zeire Reid. And similarly, also in the language of both of the Tanoim, as they say, the halacha is mashma, is understood as the chiyuv hakrove midiraisa, that the obligation that we have to bring the orban, the tome, the chavite, koyen godel, that obligation minatoyra ven loy minu achar tachtov, when they did not appoint anybody in their place, so there is no Kohen Gadol now. It's not a separate, a different obligation. The one obligation for the Kohen Gadol, now the Kohen Gadol, there is a new obligation for a son, for the Tzibur. Punakrovas Chavitim al the Kohen Gadol Atzmi. So it's not a separate than the obligation that the Kohen Gadol brought by himself. Thus haste. That would mean that what? As the Torah Mechadish given noch achiyuv hakrovas achitim hachavitim v'meis Kohen Gadol, that the Torah came up with a new korban, that there is a novel korban after there was an obligation of the Kohen Gadol. So when he dies, there's a new korban. No. This is rather a continuation. It's the same category of the offering of the korban. The Kohen Gadol alone is as makriv as the Kohen Gadol brings itself. The Rebbe wants to bring out and saying this is not a different korban. From these machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as what happens with the korban after the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rebbe wants to learn from that on the status of the Kohen Gadol when he is alive. And the Rebbe therefore says that the status that we're talking about over here, who has to bring the korban, is a follow-up to really when the Kohen Gadol brings it. What's the status of his korban? Is it an individual korban? Is it a community korban? So based on this we can say, as the plukta in Droshes HaKesuvim, this argument, disagreement in the expounding of the psukim, is farbundun mit haplukta, this is associated with an argument in toichen hakorban von chavite kohen gadol, in what is the whole idea, the content of what are the Chavite Kohen Gadol, what is their status, how do we define the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Also when the Kohen Gadol himself is makriv. So we have a disagreement whether that is considered an individual personal korban, or is it sort of as representative of the whole community. Here we see this two issues manifest itself after his death. That is because this is associated to the two possible ways or the disagreement. What is the status of the Chavite Kohen Gadol during his lifetime? And therefore, it also makes a difference after his death, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. So in Ois Beis, the Rebbe continues to discuss and to try to figure out what is the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Are they a... We know they're brought by the Kohen Gadol. He pays for it. But is it totally personal, private, or it is also similar and has similarity to a korban tzibur, which essentially it has actually both. Beis, v'negeya demgeder fun chavite kohen gadol, as far as the definition of these chavitim of the kohen gadol, afal gapiyaze kumen mimamoinoi, notwithstanding the fact that they are brought from the money, personal money of the kohen gadol, this is referred to as the korban of the Kohen Gadol. We call it Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Chavite of the Kohen Gadol. Kenman Kleden, but you can still try to figure out whether they are entirely defined as an individual korban. Others is einen ke ein korban tzibur. Maybe they are also a little bit like a korban tzibur. But yesh loymar, the Rebbe says, we can say ados is farbundun mit taimei hakorban, that is connected to the reason of the korban. If the korban comes for the kohen gadol as an agent for the Jewish people, then it's sort of a community issue, is because he is a public figure and the Kohen Gadol. Or it's meant to humble the Kohen Gadol, as the Rebbe says, for various different other reasons. Let's look inside there. Chinuch is masbir. The Chinuch explains, Misharoshe ha-mitzvah, what is the root of this mitzvah? Why does the Kohen Gadol bring it? Lefi shehakohen hagadol hu ashliach ben Yisrael laviim shabashamayim. The Kohen Gadol is the agent between the Yidden and the Father in Heaven. Kolemer. What does it mean? He's the agent. Ki hu hamnoiset tefilo elov ba'adom. He is the one that carries prayer to Hashem for him, for them, for the Jewish people. And through his prayers and through the act of his korbanos miskaprim him, they're atoned. That's why it is fitting for such a man, such a person, that he should always have a special korban, just like the constant korbanos of the community. And for this, it'll help him and them. That's from the language of the Chinuch. Loider hasbora kumtois. According to this explanation, it turns out, as minchas hachavitim, which is the tomit from Kohen Gadol, the mincha of the chavitim, which is the constant of the Kohen Gadol brings, is bishvil kaporas hatzibur. That is for the purpose of atoning for the community. Al derech v'tmidah hatzibur. That's similar to the constant of the Tmidim, the sacrifices, the oilos that we bring, which are meant as the constant korbanot for the community. And similar is the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. Ubefrat, especially taking consideration as mizmakriv the chavite Kohen Gadol, that they offer these chavitim of the Kohen Gadol zusammen mit dem Korban Tomit, together with the Korban Tomit. This mincha, which was done on the machvas and called the chavite Kohen Gadol, is brought together with the Korban Tomit. That's one way. But the Rebbe says, However, aber mashma, but it's understood, umuvan, it appears and understood, as kama v'kama learning, that many others learn, as the korban is farbundum b'lois mit and koyin godel atzmi, that the korban is associated only with the koyin godel himself, als yochid, as an individual. Und wie sie is verstandig von kama v'kama von the timing, as we can understand from many and many of the reasons, was the Meforshe Taima Mitzvah Zayin and Masbir, the commentaries who give reasons for the mitzvahs, they explain. L'dogma, the Rebbe says, say for example, the Barbanel brings kama v'kama, he brings many reasons, umehem of them. He says, kidei lahachnis lifnei Hashem, in order to bring in before Hashem with humility and with signs of being poor, like a poor and a very poor person, who is standing in front of the master of the whole world. We know that when you bring a korban of flour, that's meant for dalus, people that are very poor, they can't afford by the korban oil of yoyre, they can't afford a better korban. So the Kohen Gadol brings this poor korban to show humility and to show signs of being poor, because before the master of the world we're all poor. Another Sherotza Hashem Shechol Yoim Yiyu Krevim Lufonov Korban Yochid. Hashem wants that every day we should bring an individual korban, the korban tzibur, and a community one, bring two korbanos, chulu, derech klal v'derech prat chulu, in a general way and in a specific way. That's why we have the two korbanos, the korban tzibur. So this all tells us this is a private, personal korban of the kohen gadol. So based on these two ideas, when the kohen gadol himself brings the korban, we can say that's why there's a difference what happens when the Kohen Gadol passes away and there's no other Kohen Gadol. Yesh loymar as dipluk tahanal, the above machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Then when Kohen Gadol shemeis, when the Kohen Gadol dies, un loyminu achar tachtov, they had not appointed another place, another Kohen Gadol to take his place. Mishamia isukrever, who was it brought from? Is tolu in the tzvei sugi taimanal, that hinges on the two categories of the reasons that we say why we brought the Kohen Gadol, why we brought in any event to begin with. Is it as an agent of the community, or it's something that the individual needs to bring his own? If we are going to accept as the korban from Kohen Gadol, that the korban of Kohen Gadol is al derech v'akorban tzibur, it's similar to a public offering, daf ois komen, so it needs to turn out. It comes out, therefore, as when it's nitokin koyen godel to bring in them korban. When we don't have the koyen godel to bring the korban, so who is going to bring that korban? Dafer gebracht werden von dem tzibur atzme, bemomen atzibur. Then it has to be brought from the community himself, the money of the community. Oh, but I mevet onem. But if we're going to accept as the korban kohen gadol hot nitken shayches zum tzibur, that this kohen gadol korban has not a connection to the community, it is just the kohen gadol's. It's a personal, not it is farbundum in kohen gadol als yochid, but he is. It's tied, associated with the kohen gadol as an individual. Darf demolt. So that's case in fall in the case. When Meis Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol dies, the korban gebracht werden for the Yershim. Then it needs to be brought according to by the Yershim. So these are the two ideas of a chavitim for the Kohen Gadol, whether it's really similar to a public, and therefore when he dies and there is no, we bring it from the public, or it's really a personal, and therefore when he dies, it's brought from the family. And the Rebbe is now going to explain with this explanation also a difficult piece of Rambam in Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel. Appear now, based on the above, as Loit Shittas Rab Yehuda Darf der Korban gebracht werden Michel Yershim. that the korban needs to be brought by the inheritance, der far, why are the inheritance bringing them? Was der korban is verbunden mit dem kohen gadol atzmai, because the chavite kohen gadol are associated with the kohen gadol itself, that wern verstandig der loshna Rambam in der Handocha Hanal, we will be able to understand the Rambam's language in the above halacha. The Rebbe is going to bring down the Rambam now, and he's going to point out two things that seemingly are difficult in the Rambam, but now that we're explaining that this is associated with the Kohen Gadol itself, explains the Rambam. The Rambam paskent, the Rambam rules, meis kohen gadol b'shachris. This is a situation, not where he dies and he didn't point another korban, but he died in midday, and he has to bring one part in the morning and other part in the afternoon. So the Rambam rules, meis kohen gadol b'shachris, achar shehikriv chatzi ha'isorin. If he dies in the morning after offering a half of the isorin, v'lo minu koyin achar, and they did not appoint yet another koyin, so he says mivim hayoshim isorin sholim avur kaparosei. So the inheritor, the inheritors of the koyin gadol, will bring only a half of there, so they'll bring the other half. So it should be a sorim sholem avur kaparose, for the atonement of the kohen gadol. These words that the Rambam says for the atonement, who was talking about a kohen? We didn't know that the kohen gadol brings chavite kohen gadol as a kapore, and this is for his kapore. Is lechayre nit move on? Was is der toich for der hisofer? What is the idea, the content, the meaning of this addition? As the yershim bringing them korban avur kaparosi, that they bring it for the atonement of the kohen gadol. Umfum vanet nemt es der Rambam. Where does the Rambam know this, that this other thing is a kapor? Nor der beer in them. But what is the explanation? Is there mitzvah that Rambam undeiten den tam? The Rambam is trying to point to the reason. For vos is der din as mevin hayorshim. Why is it that the yorshim bring it and not the community? The community should bring it. So the Rambam says, because it's kaparosa. But the Rambam ayo tam for vos is the dinas mevina yershim. Why do the yershim bring it? It's because it's a kapore. It's something to do with the kohen gadol himself. But before the Rebbe explained another issue we have. The inyan oisav hazeh. We have another point here. The lechayre. The words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah are a little different than the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, the way Rabbi Yehuda darshans, he says when the Kohen Gadol dies, one of his sons should bring it. But the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say one of his sons, Rabbi Yehuda says the Yorshim. From them was Rabbi Yehuda is Mishane fun Loshon HaPasuk. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda changes from the language of the verse, Mi bonov yase oiso, from the sons will make the, bring the Minchas Chavitim when the Kohen Gadol dies. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Unzokt Yorshim. He says the inheritors bring it. Is verstandig. It's understood what he's also saying here, as dos meint nit davke bonim zchorim, that this does not mean necessarily boys. In the pasuk it says mebonov would mean like one of the sons, the boys. Now, The difference is, a boy, conceivably, if he becomes the Kohen Gadol, he could become the Kohen Gadol. He brings also a regular Minchas Chavitim from a Kohen he can bring when he becomes a Kohen. So there could be a possibility, maybe they bring it. But the Rambam writes from the Rabbi Yehuda's words that he says Yershim, he wants to say no. Even if it's not a son, even if there's only daughters there. The Rebbe explains in the parenthesis. Sons, if we just learn, says you're not only son. Sons have a special status. They are also within the definitions, they can bring a minchavitim. Goes without saying, if one of the sons is fit to fulfill the Kohen's place, so he'll become the Kohen Gadol. So even though before they appointed him Kohen Gadol, he already has the potential to be a Kohen Gadol, to bring a Minchas Chavitim. Unvert später der Kohen Gadol, and then later on he becomes the Kohen Gadol. So that's more clearly understood. That he can bring the coin, but even a regular son, Narafilu Bonov Stam, just a son who's going to remain a coin hedjut. They are Kohanim and they'll remain plain, not coin godels, just remain ordinary Kohanim. Brengen doch Minchas Chavitin b'yoyim shenischanchu. So they also bring a Minchas Chavitin of the Kohanim at the day that they are inaugurated, when they become, start doing their kahuna, they bring a Minchas Chavitim. So there is a connection Minchas Chavitim. So the Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell us, no, not only boys, not only sons who have a connection with Chavitim, nor afilo if their Kohen Gadol hot nit kein bonim zechorim, even if the Kohen Gadol has no male sons, Uzayne Yorshim, Zaynen Bonus, and his inheritors are sons. Darfun Zay bringen the Minchas Chavitim. So the daughters have to bring the Minchas Chavitim. They are Yorshim because they mainly Ben. So the daughter, the daughter gets the Nachla. So the daughter has to bring the Korban Chavitim. That is the meaning from Rabbi Yehuda saying Yorshim versus Bonus. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? In the Basik it says Mibonov. So we need to understand. Where does he take this novel idea? As Oich di Yorshim Stam Oich Bonov, that also these inheritors, which means generally all Yorshim, which includes the daughters, Dafam bringen them korban, have to bring this korban. Unit nor kim furish because of Bonov, and not like it says clearly. The Pasuk says sons, doesn't say inheritors, does not include daughter. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? For entfer does the Rambam, so the Rambam answers this as der korban is nit fun un als the yershim mitzad atzmai. It's not of, and it's not the yershim on their own, they're bringing it. Nor avur kaparosoi, that is associated to the previous koyin. It's not a new thing for them bringing it because of they're bringing in the, till we have another koyin godel, they bring it for the other koyin godel for his atonement. Those was the yershim bringing them korban. The fact that these inheritors bring the korban is to lib der kapora fun dem moidish, that is to atone for the one who is inheriting them. Because these chavite koyen godel are a idea, is atonement. That's takatama koyen godel. That's how Rabbi Yehuda knows, and that's why, because that's the whole idea of the chavite koyen godel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is as nit ageder fun zeir korban. It's not the children's or the. It's the father's nora korban. From them moirish, it's a karma of the inheritor. They bring in as yershim, they bring them karmun shalaviyam, the father's karmun. It's the father. The father continues to bring the karmun through the children. So when he dies, they're bringing in the inheritance, bringing his karmun. That's why that's the whole idea of the korban of the Kohen Gadol, Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, what do we see in here? We see that the Kohen Gadol korban has a personal part to it. And we can also say that this is something which is a korban tzibur, as we brought from the chinuch before, or the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that the sons bring it. And because of this, we will also be able to understand, the Rebbe is going to go over now to explain the difficult pshat in Rashi on these psukim. Dalet. Loitun biyur hanal in chavitei kohen gadol, according to the above explanation, in the chavitei kohen gadol, ezeizainen in geder fun kein korban tzibur, that they are in the definition, and they are like a korban tzibur. So we can also say that it is a personal korban shel hakohen gadol. So there is two possibilities that we understand now, that Rashi wants to point to one of the ways that to make it very clearly that that Rashi believes that it goes like Rashi is trying to tell us that the Rebbe will learn that it's a korban tzibur, like Rav Shimon says, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, as we will see after the Rebbe will explain all the various different Rashis in the Hemshech, in the continuation of the Sicha. So that's what Rebbe says. Because we have both possibilities. The Pirush Rashi from Posik. What Rashi is trying to tell us, that this is not a korban yochid, but it is a korban tzibur, like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi is mighty the verter hamashiach tachtov mibonov, the anointed one, the kohen hamashiach, in the place of the Kohen Gadol from his sons. On his mefarish, he truths around HaMashiach Mibonov Tachtov, the one who is anointed from his son in his place. Rashi just turns around the word Tachtov Mibonov to Mibonov Tachtov. What is Rashi accomplishing here? The Rebbe is going to ask. Und danach ist mighty Deverter, and then afterwards he brings the words of Kolil Tachtov, that it's completely burnt. That this minchas chavitim that the Kohen HaMashiach brings is totally burnt as an offering on the Mizbeach. Unis mefarish, how does Rashi explain that? Ein nikmetzes. Most of the time, when we bring a regular korban mincha, you do the kemitza, you take with the fingers, and you bring that on the Mizbech, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. But over here, Rashi says, Ein nikmetzes. You don't do kemitz over here. Li yis shireho necholim, so that the leftover, after besides the kemitz, that is eaten, it's not done. Kolul toktor el kulu kol, you bring it all on the Mizbech. Okay, that's what Rashi teaches over here. So that the korban mincha, the minchas chavitim from the kohen gadol, instead of usually just taking a kemitz and burning it on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten, over here is kolul toktor. So the Rebbe wants to explain the two Rashi. So the first Rashi is in Ashton dibur nit verstandig, and the first Rashi is not understood. Vi meforshim zanim medayik, as meforshim already asking. What does Rashi want with his commentary? What does it consist on? In Hippach, Seder HaTevis and Pasuk, he just switched around the words of the Pasuk. What does Rashi mean here by saying, not Mashiach Tachtov Mibonov, or Mashiach Mibonov Tachtov? What is Rashi gaining over here? What does it mean to change from Mashiach Tachtov Mibonov to Mashiach Mibonov Tachtov? We'll see, as the Rebbe will explain all this very beautifully. Was werden mit nishtano, the details of what is changed, or what is added in Avonas HaPosik and understanding the verse. Euch in zweiten Dibur is schwer, also in the second Rashi, we also have a problem. Was ist Rashi Machadash? What is Rashi novelty here? What is he coming to teach us something new? Pashtos von Kolil Toktor, the simple meaning of totally burnt. Hot nor ein optaj, it can only mean one thing, as mizdosin ganzen maktir. Agabe ha-mizbeach, that you are totally burnt on the mizbeach. As black gor mit lachila, there's nothing left for eating, so it's all burnt. So why does Rashi have to say that the leftover is not eaten? But it means kol toktor, means you burn it all. Nochmer. Furthermore, Rashi uses the word kolil without explaining what it means. Rashi aleinu chifrir gizogdem loshen. Rashi himself already used the loshen. Ein li elo minchas Yisrael shim nikmetzes. I only know it applies to a minchas Yisrael which gets kmitza. Minchas koyin shul kol. Rashi says the word the koyin, so it says a koyin's mincha is totally burned. Un is der meinit moisibir. It doesn't add the word kolil means that it's all on the mizbeach because you don't eat the leftovers. Rashi doesn't say anything. Hastas, why Rashi says the word kolil? As men first ate bepashtos, was kolil made, that it's self-understood what kolil means. As men fabrendem ganzen korban, that you burn the entire korban. Ein vosdav Rashi do mevair sein. Why does Rashi need to over here explain with the ganze ariches and going into the whole lengthly? Einik metzes li yeshirel necholim. That the kmitza is not, you don't do kmitza so that the leftovers are eaten, it's all burnt. That means kolum is all burnt. Why does Rashi have to go in and tell us what it's not? It's all burnt. And we see Rashi said to use the word kolil by the minchas koyin, and he had no problem with it. And then weiter, if in posik shel achri ze, in the next posik, it says v'chol minchas koyin kolil tia loy tochem. Over there, it's talking about regularly when a koyin brings a korban mincha. Again, over there, it's kolil tia. It's again, it's totally burned loy seyochel. Over there, you don't eat it at all. A mincha, any mincha from a koyin, don't eat. Is Rashi mefarish the word kolil? Rashi says, what means kolil? Kulo shovel legavoye. It's all equal to Hashem. So over here too, why does Rashi to move Yosef? Fnir nutz Rashi the word kolil onken shum pirish b'ze. First, Rashi used the word kolil without any interpretation. Just says the word kolil means totally burned. The nochis mevayra this meant any kmetzes chulu. Then it means that it don't take kmitza from it. Well, achri kol zen. After all this, Taish teresh stop the word kolil, and then Rashi says what kolil means. It's all for Hashem. What's going on here? The Rebbe explains it now beautifully in Ois Hei, that there's actually a difference. The Minchas Koyin, the regular Minchas Koyin, when the Pasuk says Kolil, over there you didn't even do Kemitza. You burnt it all, the whole carbon. By the carbon of the Koyin Godel, you did kmitza, but the shireh is not necholim, but there was kmitza over there. And the reason for the difference is because the korban of the kohen gadol is not just a personal korban like the kohen hedyot, which has no kmitza, and saying he's a kohen gadol, but a kohen gadol. But the Kohen Gadol's mincha is as a representative, is like a tzibur. And because it's a tzibur, it doesn't have the status of a personal Kohen, which is ober, there's no kemitza there. It has the status of a korban tzibur, which has kemitza. Still, because it's brought by a Kohen, it's kolol toktor, so we don't, but you do kemitza. And that's the difference of the three lashonos, as the Rebbe will explain. Hey. And this all is based on the language of the Pasuk. The bir v'chazeh. The shayla in Pasuk was Rashi bavormed is, what's the question in the verse that Rashi is answering here? The shinui haloshen in the tzvei pesukim is the change of language in the two verses. Pasuk says differently in the verse when it talks about the Kohen Gadol, and the works when it talks about the Chol Minchas Kohen. In the Mishnah Pasuk, in the first Pasuk, when v'esretzich vegen Minchas HaKohen HaMashiach, we talk about the Mincha of the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol's Mincha. State over there, it says, kolil toktor, need to burn it fully. Toktor, it's burnt. In Zweiten Pasuk, was letzter wegen Chol Minchas Kohen, so over there it says it's fully burned. If it's state kolil ti, it should be all. Not burnt all, but kolil ti, it should be all. Whether toktor, just the burning, is completely, or bechlal, it's a complete, that there's not even, as the Rebbe explains, kemitza. From the Mishnah in the Pesukim is Rashi Medayik. From this change in the verses, Rashi learns, derives, Ados Zayin and Tzvei Bazundere Inyonim Onifanim in Kolil. These are two separate ideas and different ways in Kolil. Und das ist Mudgesh Mavur in der Arichis Losh Rashi. And that's emphasized and explained in the length of Rashi's language. Kolil Toktor is Rashi Mefarish. When it says kolil toktor by the Kohen Gadol, Rashi explains, "Ein nikmetzes liyis shira nacholim elakula kolil." It's not made koimetz to the extent that you should eat the shirayim, but you do the kemitza. It's kula kolil, but you make the kemitza, but it's all burnt. But the arichas aloshim macht Rashi klor kavanoser with the length. In his language, Rashi makes clear his intent. As kol lil toktor, when it says burn it all, maintenit to shel zayin the minyan from kemitza, does not mean to negate the idea of kemitza. Kemitza darf zayin, there needs to be kemitza. It's such a kemitza in which the leftovers are not eating. So there is kemitza, but you burn it. You also bring on the Mizbeach, which is Koimetz Korev La'atzmoy V'shirayim Korev La'atzmoy. They are burnt, is the opinion of the Gemara, that each one is burnt by themselves. You do Kemitza and they're burnt separately. Koimetz kommt schon mal. Und das ist der Pirush von Kolul Toktor. Also als sei der Koimetz, sei der Schreim, wenn nicht auf Mizbech, that both the Koimetz and the Schreim are brought on the Mizbech. Der zweite Kolul Tiyah, but when it says Kolul Tiyah, was steht bei Kol Michas Koyen, which is bei Michas Koyen, ist Pirush a Kulu Shovel Gevoye, it's all equal to Gevoye. Is der Min, in der Minche is Nitokif an Undertale, there is no separation. Oif a Koimetz and if Schreim, there is no Koimetz, no Schreim. Nor is vert in ganze nikter beshova legoya. This is entirely offered legoya. You don't even do kmitza. Since the berhoyt ni talking kmitza, is at all not kmitza. Kolul tia. It remains totally as he black kolul bavios as is. You don't do kmitza and you burn it as it is in melachatchil. And this will also explain the Rashi's, what Rashi is trying to change around in the words over here. to make clear what's the actual reason for this. Oizvav. Vav. My time for the Mechiluk Tzvishon Minchas Kohen Godel or Minchas Kohen Stam. What is the reason between a Minchas Kohen Godel, which you do Kemitzah, and the burn the Shirayim and the Kemitzah together and separately, or we never do Kemitzah in the first place, the Minchas Kohen Stam, which doesn't have Kemitzah? Is a pianal siv beis, based on the above siv beis, verstanding the pashtus. It's understood very simply. Rashi nemton b'pshuto shel mikro. Rashi accepts in the simple studying of the verse, in the literal meaning of the pasuk, as the chavite kohen gadol vaskumen tomid b'chol yoim, that these chavitim of the kohen gadol, which come constantly every day, it's not defined as a korban was the kohen gadol bringt als yochid, that the kohen gadol brings as an individual. It's zelben sug via minchas kohen stam, in the same category as a general minchas kohen. Nor mitai sofe as dosis farbundem mit kohen gadola, but it's a kohen gadol. But this is a kohen gadol. So you have a kohen bringing and you have a kohen gadol bringing. So this is an additional kohen. No, that's not it. It's not the same category. It's not just a little different, but it's a different category. Nordos is a korban. Rashi learns that this is a korban was a brengt al shliach from Klal Yisrael, that he brings as an agent of Klal Yisrael. Al derech with the korban tomit. This is similar to the korban tomit. Ke'ein korban tzibur, like a korban tzibur. Apizeis muvan. Now we understand. Favos Rashi learned as chavite kohen gadol davn open kemitza. Why Rashi learns that the chavite the kohen gadol need kemitza? Well, this is not a geder fun aminchas kohen, nor al derech v'minchas tzibur. That's not defined as a mincha of a kohen, but this is similar to a minchas tzibur, to a community mincha. Ubemeile darfes open kemitza, like a mincha v'tzibur. Needs kemitza, as we have all other menochas, was werden gebracht auf dem Mizbeach, like all other menochas that are brought in the Mizbeach, they do kemitza. So how come it's burnt then? Nor v'bald as lepoil, since in actuality where the mincha gebracht durch ein kohen gadol, it's brought through the kohen gadol, hot as der far oicha is damos v'ishtavos, it also has a comparison. It is equals out to Michas Koyin as Ein Shiroh Necholim, that the leftovers are not eaten. So it has some similarity there too, but mainly you do Kemitza like every Minchas Tzibur. But at the end of the day, it's brought back in Godel. It's also similar to Michas Koyin, which you don't eat the Shirayim, but you do Shirayim, we do Kemitza. And this explains the Rashi's change of wording that we asked before. My time is Rashi Oich Magdim Bepirusha Betchilus HaKosuf, and that's why Rashi also introduces in his commentary in the beginning of the Pasuk, he changes it Akoyen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov Uniz Mishane, and he changes Mefarish, that means that he explains HaMashiach Mibonov Tachtov. What is Rashi telling us over here? Rashi is telling us how to touch the words "V'koyin Hamashiach Mibonov Tachtov," that the word is not a koyin Hamashiach, and then stop Tachtov Mibonov, that his son like Rabbi Yehuda darshins, but rather V'koyin Mibonov. A Moshiach Mibonov. So it's not the Moshiach Mibonov and the Tachtuz and the Bonov. Let's see what Rashi, the Rebbe explains. The Midvil Rashi Shelu Zain im Shute Shel Mikro Dem Pirush for Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is coming to reject the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda in the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Lefi Pirush Rabbi Yehuda Kum Tois. According to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, it turns out as the word Mibonov The word from his son, the word tachtov, is not kosher to the word Mashiach. It's not Mashiach mibono, it's Mashiach nor to yase. The koy Mashiach dies, and then the son who takes his mibono brings the korban yase. Nishach is about Mashiach nor to yase again. And the pirush pasuk is kinal. What's the meaning? V'akoyin haMashiach stop. If he dies, Eber Ismeis is what happens. Then it describes what you do in that case. Tachto mibonav yaseh isa. Darf mibonav bring in the korban mincha tachto. That would be according to Rabbi Yehuda. So unafal piyas der pirush is lechayre vayt from pashtus. Hakosuf, this is sort of far away from the simple meaning of the verse. Voltobe given an orzu zogun, they may have said, as their mitvos, the posik zogdem seder. You would think maybe the Torah also hints to this. On shtot mibonov tachtov, instead of saying Mashiach mibonov tachtov should become a koyin, the koin of Mashiach mibon of tachtov, the Mashiach from his son tachtov in his place, should bring the korban. So the Torah says tachtov mibonov is coming to hint is the purpose of manames nochadin noisav from pirush haposuk from posuk. In addition to this simple meaning of the posuk, that the following son who becomes the koin godel, as the noch kumendiker koin, the Mashiach da bring a chavite koin godel, that the following anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, has to bring the Chavit Kohen Gadol, he would have said, why does the Torah say, as Kohen Gadol shemeis, that a Kohen Gadol that dies, bring in Bonav Zayin Korban, that's Vidas Rabbi Yehuda, his son, that's why it says in the Pasuk, that they should bring, Mibonav Tachtov should bring it. Vidas Rabbi Yehuda is Rashi Shel than Pirush in Pshut Shemikra. Rashi therefore rejects the Pshat in Pshut Shemikra and learned as is Kilu as Volt Mat Chatchilik Ishtan in Posik as if it was said Chatchil in Posik HaMashiach Mibon of Tachtov. That means it's all the Mashiach who is Mibon of Tachtov. It's all talking about. It's not that Tachtov should bring it. HaMashiach Mibon of Tachtov. Men is it Mafsik Tzvishu Mashiach Mibon of. We're not interrupting between Mashiach and Bonov. Der Koyen Mashiach, was is Mibonov Tachtov. We're describing what who is the Koyen Mashiach. He is from his sons underneath. Aber nit Bonov Stam. But not Stam Vorm Rashi Demton. Because it was only the obligation, it's not a family obligation. From Rashi, it's an obligation only on the Mashiach Mibonov Tachtov, those who are in his place. Abanit Bonov Stam. From Rashi, Nemton Kenals, Chitik and Godel, Kumenals Kaporev and Klal Yisrael. Under Koyen Godel brings out Shliach from Klal Yisrael. They come as atonement for general, for the Jewish people, and the Koyen Godel brings them as an agent of Klal Yisrael. Bemele, Hotnitkin Ort. And therefore, it doesn't make really fit as Kohen Gadol Shemeis is Bonov, that the Kohen Gadol who died, Stam's sons who are not going to be a Kohen Gadol, v'chazai nitkin Kohen Gadol, nitkin shluchim klal Yisrael, they're not agents of klal Yisrael, so I'm bringing them korban, should bring the korban. No, it has to be the sons that are Kohanim Gedolim. So it's the bon of Metachtov who become Kohanim Gedolim, they bring it. But not Stambon. I mean, I guess, but what happens until they appoint the other son? Okay, then you bring Mishal Tzibur, that's the Shimon, but that's not the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking only about the Kohen Gadol who takes his place. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol Shemeis shouldn't tak it. The Rebbe says, don't tak it, don't bring the korban. Even is the tzibur will bring the korban if there's no kohen gadol at all. But the pasuk, it's not a personal. It's a bun of only if it's a kohen gadol, but it's not something personal which family members inherit. As the Rebbe says, even the daughters, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rambam brings down. And the Rebbe now will explain something unique about the Karbonas Chavitim. Oizai, Apia now, as the Chiluk Tzvishon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is aplukta in them gather from Minchas Chavitim. Based on the above, that this is Machloikis is disagreeing, what is the definition of Chavitim? Oich when der Kohen Gadol bring the Mincha, even when he brings it himself. Yesh levayer noch achiluk in the makroves achitim, we can explain another distinction when you brought the chavitim. The Gemara frekt. The Gemara asks, v'Rabbi Yehuda chokoy l'may ovid lei. The Gemara explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, how does he know that you bring it from the tzibur? It says in Pasuk Chokoylo. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the sons bring it, or the family bring it, the Yershim bring it. So what is he going to do with the Pasuk Chokoylo, which seems to imply that Shiloylo comes to the tzibur? And the Gemara answers, Chokoylo tei, that there should be an eternal, always, that the Kohen Gadol will always bring, the Mebonah will every time have to bring. Why do we need a pasuk like that? We already know that a Kohen Gadol brings it all the time. That's what the Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol, the father Kohen Gadol, brought it all the time. So the son also. Why does the pasuk have to tell you, Chukal Oilam Tehei, that it should be forever such a rule that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring it any day? His Tosfos Masbir, Tosfos explains, the Hava Amina Adrin Makriv Chavitin Bechol Yoim. Because you think that Adrin brings the Chavitim every day, as the din is of Kohen Gadol. Ubono B'Shosh Nasu Kohanim Gedolim. And the sons, when they become Kohen Gedolim, like the Pasuk says, Born of Mitachto, when they become Kohen Gedolim. Even though they have already been educated, they were dedicated, you bring when they were Kohanim, so they do one when they become Kohanim Gedolim. Only when they become Kohanim Gedolim. Even though, what is the Pasuk telling you that they need to be bring the Minchas Chavitim Kohen Gadol? Because they became a Kohen Gadol now. We need a special limud that you bring it every day. And Tosfos says, Rav Shimon Lesli Hai Svara, he doesn't hold of this Svara that we need a Pasik, that this should be all the time, that they might be exempt of bringing the Korbanis, the sons bringing every day. He thinks it's obvious, so why do we have a pasuk of chuka loilum tei? It must be telling us, now what do we need a pasuk chuka loilum? That you bring it from, Rav Shimon holds, you bring it from the tzibur. That's why he said bring it from the tzibur. So what is the idea that they're arguing here? Tzimifar shteta lein. Whether we understand, we don't need a pasuk. You understand it on your own. As mendarf markrizayim bechol yoyim echludoides. That also for generations to come, you'd have to bring the korban every day, which would be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says that. Would be really that we need it for all the time. We shouldn't think that you don't have to bring it only one time. And you know it on your own, and according to Rav Shimon, know it on your own. Other medav deruf hay malimud biyuchad, or you need specially to learn it out from this pasuk, that this should go on forever. It does move on up here now, so we understand it based on the previous explanation. The avodas hatmidius in mikdash zaynen farbundu mitn tzibur. The constant avodas in the mikdash are associated, tied to the tzibur. Vos tzibur is a metzias tmidius unitchist. The community, the public, is a constant and eternal community. With the din as tzibur loymeis, as the din is that a tzibur does not die, because there is always a continuation. There is always people of the tzibur. The riber, the das Rabbi Shimon, as chavite koyin godel zaynen al derech v'akorban tzibur. Since according to Rabbi Shimon, they are like a communal korban. Darf man nitobun kein libun miyuchod as der tzibui mincha tomid. We don't need a posuk like Tosfos says. Shimon doesn't need a posuk mincha tomid. This is similar to the Korban Tomid, which is brought every day. So we don't need that pasuk. That pasuk is telling us, according to Rav Shimon, Mishal Oilom Hubo. Ledas Rav Yehuda Ober, but according to Pim Rav Yehuda, Vibal, that does is a Korban Yochid. Since a Korban Yochid, the Korban from Kohen Gadol Atzmi, it's his personal Korban. Was by Korban Yochid, Gifint Menit Azmen, as a Zolkum and Tomid, Michal Yoim. We don't find as an individual korban should come every day. The ribber d'apen of malimud need something to teach us that the mitzvah akrov of korban yochid of this korban yochid is chukah leilum tehei, that it needs to be for always. Shebechol yoim yakrivenu, that he needs to bring it every single day, because otherwise on our own we don't know that a korban tzibur, that this korban yochid of the Kohen Gadol is every day, and that's why he needs. That's why he learns it from that La'ilam Tehei, from the pasuk Chukah La'ilam. Apizay Yesh Leimar, Sereches. According to this, we can say, as the chiluk is not nor in them tzimedarf oiv them homna limud miyuchad. It is not only whether we need a special pasuk to tell us this. Nurses euch achilik in them oifen together hat midius from them korban. It's more than that, but it also makes a difference in the way and what is defined the continuous of the korban. Whether every day is a new chiyuv or it's a continuous chiyuv. Yeshleimer, we can say at the chiyuvim tmidim afatzibur, the constant obligation on the community is nitin an oifen. It's not in a way as yeder tog is done noch anayir chiv, that every day there's a new, an additional new chiv. Nor as es is do ein chiv tmidi shunimchirch, but rather there is one continuous obligation which continues. As evi the tzibur atzme is ein mitzis nim shechzut mitzis kinal, just like the community is one continuous existence, it goes on and all the time. Kinal, also the obligation is a continuous one. Same thing will apply to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. If we say that they're similar to a Korban Tzibur, is the Chiyuv Akrovosei, then the obligation to offer it in an Oifen for Mincha Tomid, that we got to do it every time. Ein Chiyuv Tmidi, one Chiyuv Tmidi, obligation to bring a Korban Minchas Chavitim. Which rests upon him on that day that he was anointed and he became educated for avodah, to bring every day and day. Al derech de chiyuv from korban tzibur tamid al tzibur, similar to the obligation of the korban tamid on the community. But if we say it's an individual korban, the baal ba yochid is nitod der. In Yanat Midah, Yochid doesn't have this idea of continuous al derech v'atzibur v'sus lemeis, which is would be by a community which doesn't die, but the person does die, and he changes. Darf men zogun. So then we have to say the chiv akrova for minchas tomid, the obligation for mincha tomid, the constant maint as bichol yoyim v'yoyim, that on every day and day is doy from koyen godel abezuder nayir chiv l'hakriv chavitim, a separate
new obligation to bring the chavitim. Al pize bet euch sein verstandig die droshes hat euch das könne auf dem posig will understand the drosha that there's going to be a posik ze korban arim b'yoy moshe chayisu goymer min chotomin. So he says v'zeh l'shayne b'yoyim shen nimshach from the day he was anointed maybe asira se'efa adaylam he brings a tenth of an efa forever oy einoy oymer b'yoyim moshe chayisu. Or maybe the posik says on the day that he was anointed elo b'yoyim shen nimshach maybe asira se'efa umafsik he take brings a tenth of the efa one day and mafsik. Tamud loymar, the posuk says mincha tomit, has to be always. Hamani mekayim biyomi moshach oisei. So why does it say biyomi moshach oisei? Because it's all the time. Biyomi moshach meifi asira sa'efa ad elam. On the day that he was anointed, he brings asira sa'efa until ever. It's the chayin to move on. So it doesn't seem to be understood. Bos and further teiris kohanim. What is he answering? As the verter b'yoyim imoshach oisei lernen, as b'yoyim imoshach maybe chula ad elom, that you bring it every day. Why do we need the pasuk b'yoyim imoshach oisei to teach you that you bring it ad elom? As is volt gestanden b'lois mincha tomit, you would have said the mincha tomit, volt men euch gewusst, as men darf ständig bringen dem korben miyoyim when there is geworden a koyin godl yoyim moshach oisei, starting with that day that he became a koyin godl until ever. Why do we need the pasuk yoyim moshach oisei? But api analkem and zogun, but based on the book, we can say as the ter koyin as their toyres koyanim to toif, what he's coming to tell us over here, coming up with this idea as yeder tog ad elam heista yoyim moshach oisei, that every day forever is the day that he was anointed. Der yom ha-moshach oisei atzmei is nimshach. That the day he was anointed is continuous, this continues. But does gita hasbore in them gather from mincha tomit. This explains what it means mincha tomit. If it just says mincha tomit, you do it every day. Maybe like an individual korban every day for the kohen gadol. But mincha tomit is trying to tell you that it's not an individual, it's a continuous. As the Tmidis by stating them was the other talk is the chiv to bring in them korban mincha, that you have to bring the korban mincha every day, vidos vold given the yom moshe chayis, as if it was the day he was anointed. What's the difference la halacha v'yesh loymar? As this is oich hanif anaf kemina la halacha, this would also make a difference halacha. Loy der hasbor in them gedar v'mincha stomid. This is the way we explain the chastomi, that it's continuous, kuntuis. As the chavite koyen godlo was mizmakri b'chol yoyim, that when you bring it every day, is agedah for minchas chinuch, that's a mincha of education, re-educating. B'yoyim moshach oisei. B'meila mokum loyimre, b'meila we can say, perhaps, as punk that koyen god tor l'chatchila niton, kein avoido, he's not allowed to do any avoido, the koyen god, b'zer bring zayim minchas chinuch, till he brings his mincha of education, as he says, b'chol yoyim b'yoyim, similar every day. As a tor niton, a kopon l'chatchila, to begin with, kein avoida eidera bring the chavitim before he brings the chavitim. Because it's a himoshach oisoy, a continuous, that takes place every day, versus just bring another chi for bringing for the kohen gadol, bringing a korban chavitim every day. And the Rebbe says that this fits also with the teaching in the Likutei Torah. Test. There be ranal in them gather for minchas tomit. Loiter hasbora dos is a korban yochid. This explanation above, defining what a mincha tomid, as we explain that it's a korban yochid, which would be like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As the yom imoshach oisei is an inyan nimshach, as zoy as bechol yom vert a nayir chiyuv fun havos korban chinuch, that the day, that every day becomes a new obligation of a chinuch.
Because the whole explanation that the Rebbe gave is because we're saying that it's b'chol yom tamid, there's a new obligation, it's like a yochid. If it is a korban tzibur, then we said it's a general obligation, there's not a separate obligation every way. The way the Rebbe explained the Toiras Kohanim, that's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a new chiyuv, it's a korban tamid every day. So as the Yoimi Moshe Chayis says, that you continue with every day, you have to be making a new korban. There's a new obligation. It's not a one-time obligation that is like by the korban tzibur, which continues forever, but new every day, individual. This also fits with the explanation of Kutatayra, the Hasidic parsha, the Hasidic portion, for 90 kevach from this week, the portion of Tzav. He asks over there on the language of the verse. It says, "B'yomim Moshe Chayisay, the day you anointed." From the day, not on the day, but miyoyim, from starting with the day, Moshe Chayisay. Ma'achar shenemar achakach mincha tomid. It's not just that day, but it says mincha tomid, so from miyoyim Moshe Chayisay. Unfarentfert, and the answer to this is kidei sh'al yidei ze yiyah b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ad oylam, so that it should be in every day forever. Gilui b'chinas madregas yoyim Moshe Chayisay. Should reveal that level of yoyim Moshe Chayisay. B'yoyim Moshe Chayisay continues. Umfirtuis adosis vasestate, bekorben arin, the sevgat mincha tomit, the hainu adoilum, that this is forever. Afal pikein, who beginnas be a moshechese, still be a moshechese, beautiful, just like the Rebbe explained. Vadosim masim im amavur li ila derecha nigla, this fits with what the Rebbe explained before, according to nigla, as behold, yoim be yoim is daughter yoim be moshechese, that every day and day, there is the day that he was anointed. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Tzav Tovshin Chavov, Matzoi Shabbos Parshas Tzav Tovshin Lamed Ches.